love to call you back just as soon as I can.
Greetings, the automatically deleted husband. Things have changed radically yet again. And unfortunately, not for the better. So some of the plans I was planning about changing my focus, I can't right now. Just a couple things. I have several videos that I left because over the weekend I found them interesting. One is this guy, Rick Sanchez. I mean, God, what a marketer. I mean, just a splash, whatnot. But it's hard to stomach that part of it. However, the story was interesting because he talked about the influence of BlackRock on Ukraine, because this is something that has been discussed, and he packaged it well together, even though, again, a lot of marketing of that stuff. You know, this is a guy with one of these perpetual smiles and whatnot. It's just, anyway, it's hard to stomach, but I found it very, very interesting and worthwhile because, again, they point out very, very well in the program. You know, you look at the U.S. and China as the two big dominant economies. Number three in the world is BlackRock. It's kind of like, wait a minute, they're not a country. But because, and it reminded me, I never saw it, but there was a movie years ago called Rollerball. My recollection is how the corporations took over the world. And so I really wonder, I'm so tempted. I actually downloaded it. I don't watch movies, but anyway, I've got it. I don't know if I ever will. But the other one, because anyway, the whole idea of a corporation taking over, the reality is, I mean, you see it happening. Again, the issue is, it's not that it's a country, it's a collective that controls. But anyway, the other is, what is Hamas, an explainer? That was actually quite good. That was done by Al Jazeera. It was actually quite good. And I think it's informative because, you know, Hamas didn't start yesterday. This is many years old. And so it does come with, obviously, you got to be careful of the baggage, no matter what side says it. So you have to be careful of that. But I found it very helpful. Another one that was also done, do you want to die today? And I thought that was very good because I've heard several people talk about this MAID program, a medical assistance in dying. It was Holland that spearheaded this kind of idea. You know, we had the Dr. Kevorkian back in the 90s and so forth that made the news in the U.S. It really didn't take off that much. But in Holland, it did very strongly. Now, apparently in Canada, it has, because I've heard from other sources, something like 7% of the deaths in Canada are government-assisted suicide. That's significant. I mean, that's really significant. And so this is, you know, I've heard what's his name? Dan Dix with Press for Truth talks about this. And so this is from Al Jazeera's perspective. And I think, worth considering. Why? Because of my kids. I don't know what their attitude is. I'm very much aware that two of my kids, at least, attempted suicide. And of course, so did their dad. And when it becomes accepted in Canada, do you think it'll be coming here? What impact will it have on my kids? I did mention, and I'm actually working on doing a lot of effort on a email, because again, things have changed radically, and it's based on what happened Friday. I released my video, Suckered by Encryption, and I described it as, what I did is, from an outsider's perspective, showed what the government's doing. And that a few years ago, a gentleman from the insider's perspective did the same thing. I didn't mention who, but obviously Edward Snowden. And the irony was, the following Saturday, I got an email, because I'm on the email list with Global Research, an article that they had. And what was it? It was a review of Edward Snowden and the Citizen Four documentary that was done. The documentary was not done as after the fact. It was done by the people doing it. So what you see happening is the event occurring because he contacted reporters and they documented the whole thing. His events in Hong Kong, his stay, which continues to this day, in Moscow, and the various things around that. So it is the Citizen Four thing that came out 2014 or whatever. And so I watched it Sunday. Because I saw it actually in 2015, whatever, whenever I saw it. Because, you know, this is not something foreign to me. This is my field. I'll get into it. In my preparation, my research for this, because obviously the events around Snowden is very much related to the events around Assange, which is related to the events around Bradley or Chelsea Manning and so forth. So I acquired, I've linked a whole bunch of things. In the process, I found one video that was a reminder to me, and I've got it there. Day 938, call attempt 635, long time ago, March 29th of 2019, so many years ago. A blessing today beyond measure. Meeting someone from Iraq. And I can't tell you, I listened to that again. I can't tell you what a big deal that was. That was such an intensely big deal. I had an opportunity to bless the lady. Her blessing to me was 10 times greater. Just simply being there. It was amazing. It really was amazing. So beyond all the other stuff, that's the important thing. But anyway, there are four things from April 19th. One is my voicemail. Two is the video I did. Julian Assange, the protester, the Protestant, is manning the next McCorvey 5. This is a video that is on BitChute and so forth. This is done within maybe 2 hours of the moment that the image that you have of Assange being forced out, you know, forcibly removed from the Ecuadorian embassy. My video is online, I think within 2 hours. I think it was even that day. I was on the radio with David Tullis, and that program is there also. And I listened to that. Actually, I think all it came across pretty good. I was really impressed because it's an intensely big deal. There was the idea is Manny the next McCorvey. I wrote the article December 9th, 2012. First one was an article, then four videos. I read that article again. I'm impressed. I said, whoa, I wrote that. Wow. I stand with it today. It's over a decade old. I stand with it today. When I read it, I don't recall, because I read it this morning. I don't recall a single thing that I would change or that I would disagree with. Norma McCorvey. Again, I met her. Jane Roe. That was a big deal. Because what I saw in her was someone that the Christian community would look at with such disgust. You are a foul, disgusting human being. There's no hope for you. Go away, you scum. And I have no doubt she stands before the Lord redeemed and is celebrating the grace of our Creator today. She died in a couple of years ago, 3 years ago, whatever it was. Because what I saw in her, someone who was self-abused, was really disgusting in what she did. And her attitudes, her deeds. And the Lord said, I'm sorry, but you're mine. Unambiguously, you're mine. And in 1994, the grace was planted by Emily, a 7-year-old girl whose conversation included, you don't have to go to hell, Miss Norma. Christ used a gentle Emily, Flip Benham, and others to patiently offer grace to Miss Norma. In time, this foul tongue changed, and she started crying. I'm so sorry, God. I'm so sorry. For the past 17 years, Norma McCorvey has demonstrated that she is 100% pro-life. I celebrate that today. It is such a big deal. And that's why I look at Bradley or Chelsea Manning, Mr. Chelsea Manning, and say, here's a disgusting man who has hope in the grace of the Lord. And that's my hope for him. I don't know anyone who shares that. I really don't. In a related thing, because it's something that I, you know, there is a group called Intel Exit. I think they've folded. I don't know. I think they exist anymore. But they did something that I thought was phenomenal, and I have the video. Drone drops leaflets over NSA facility in Germany. It was great. They flew a little drone over the NSA facility in Germany. Dropped leaflets saying, you can leave the Intel community. You can stop being what you're being. Because the Intel community has issues. And so Intel Exit was an organization that was trying to help people escape from being part of that. They would go to various places. They'd have big signs or trucks with big banners on it and so forth to park in front of NSA headquarters or, you know, do this thing in Germany. The reason it's there is when I watched Citizen 4, the video, one of the places they showed was that place. And, you know, again, this is not something that I hear about in the news. Something I'm very intimately connected to. I'm not connected to the NSA. But some things are a big deal. You know, roughly that time, actually it was around 2013 maybe, in a dialogue with a gentleman who was bringing money to the table to get Shofar Nexus going. He said, no, I'm going to back out. And I asked him why. and the line that so penetrates, "You're on the wrong side of the NSA." It was fear on his part. It's common. It's just ridiculously common. But that sunk into me. So when I see this thing about the NSA facility, but it goes beyond this. What do you see when you watch Citizen 4? In the beginning, you see Edward Snowden show up in Hong Kong. And he meets Glenn Greenwald, who I've actually emailed. I haven't got a response, but I emailed him years ago. And so they go through a lot of dialogue, which is basically the perhaps a large part of the video. And one of the things he says on that first day of dialogue is, my words, he's the technical guy, Greenwald and Poitras and the other gentleman, they're the reporters. So you're the one that communicates to the world. He does the, you know. And I thought what he said is exactly what I'm pursuing. The difference is he had that little bounty, the treasure trove of documents, which I might like to point out, was some of those things were released. This is where, again, the PRISM logo, which I use now for my overview icon, you know, that's where it came from. It's from his release of documents. So there was a whole bunch of documents that were initially released. And that was a fraction of the total. Where are the rest of them? They disappeared. What is it? Is it Peter Thiel? Whatever. One of the people involved with, you know, PayPal and those kind of things ended up acquiring it. Came up with this other organization that Greenwald was a part of, news organization. They had control of it, and it's disappeared. So you had the fanfare and so forth. It's gone. So what happened was it got put into the hands of people, and people sequestered it. Snowden became an issue, but he was silenced. What he released, the bulk of what he's going to release, has been silenced. It's gone. And that's why the Chopra leaks technique, once it's put into the hands of the technology, there's no person to stop it. And technology-wise, it's going to be rather difficult to stop it. But who cares? Really, who cares? That's the problem. Because when I watched that video, I saw someone who had something of value, Snowden. I saw the reporters who would communicate the ideas. That's exactly where I'm at. That is exactly where I'm at. I'm the guy with the technology. I need someone to be the front end. But I don't have that flash. So everybody runs. And that's a problem. And I don't know what to do about it. But I also am aware. My troubles have grown dramatically. So as of today, I'm at 982,000 jumping jacks. In 28 days, excuse me, 18 days, I should be at 1 million. But in 18 days, it appears I will not be doing my voicemails from this location. There's a problem. So, you know, I sent a postcard to George. I had my first guest stay in my house, and we hiked Big Frog. George, do you want to be the second? Love, Dad. And at the top, do you want to censor this? And the obvious answer is yes. This is overt censorship. Glory Jane, I'm looking at a photo of you and want to give you a hug. Come visit your dad. Love, Dan. Years ago, I'm not going to go look for the email. I think it was an email. I don't think it was written. I think it was an email. When I had my heart attack. And I think it was when I had my heart attack. I don't think it was the car fire. I think it was when I had the heart attack. My wife wrote something about she would have seen it as, she could have seen it as God's mercy if my life would have ended. Something of that nature. In a very real sense, yeah, I would have seen it as God's mercy too. It's been 11 years of hell on earth. But in the grace of God, during those 11 years, I also feel him maturing me and pulling me closer to himself. For that, I celebrate. For the impact he's allowed me to have on people. A bunch of lonely old men. I think most all of them are dead right now. I was able to invest time in them and show them they had value. I've tried to do that. I avoid doing that with women, but obviously I do that with Miss Lillian. And, but of course she's old enough, literally old enough to be my mom. She's 27 years older than I am, so definitely. Then there are others, but of course I keep a distance. And one of the things I was reminded of in some of my looking at some old stuff is that 5 minutes I had walking hand in hand with Oscar. It was about 3 at the time. What a joy that was. A reminder of what a joy it was to do that with my own kids. And a reminder of I can't take that. The James 1:27 to visit orphans and widows. I can't do the orphans. Because it rips me apart. It rips me apart terribly. But I highly recommend. Well, I'm writing an email that I intend to. Well, obviously. Can't release it today because it's not done, but hopefully tomorrow. It's long. I'm going to send it to a wide audience. At least that's the plan. It includes a whole bunch of things that are perhaps provocative. It is an attempt to show I would suggest maybe in a way I'm the Snowden with a solution. Because rather than a Snowden with the flash, what has changed since Snowden's revelations have come out? You know, in the Citizen 4 video, they show how the Utah data center was being constructed. In the Suckered by Encryption video, I show it operational. He didn't stop it. One of the other things that was done is, again, Glenn Greenwald is an excellent communicator. I've seen him in numerous presentations. He is an excellent communicator. The man is gifted beyond measure. There's another gentleman who is also extremely good. I think Greenwald is a little better, but this guy's also very good. Applebaum. Oh, what's his first name? Anyway, he's a little bit more technical. He has worked for the intelligence community somewhere. And did some, this is a problem here. Ended up going to Germany. I don't know where he is now. I know he ended up in Germany because he became kind of disfavored. There are some interviews with him on Democracy Now! As he was exposing some of the problems. He's in the Citizen 4 video. But again, he's a very good communicator. There is a annual event in Germany. Great, can't think of the name of it now. I didn't watch it last 2 years, I think, where they talk about communication security and things of that nature. And he's done some presentations there. I remember one presentation he did there in Germany. One of the other presenters came via an internet link, you know, video link, was Julian Assange, because they have a relationship. And there's another gentleman. You know, I'm so good with names. Anyway, another gentleman who was also part of that presentation, talking about some of the issues. I should know the other gentleman's name. Because, you know, he talked about some of the problems that were occurring. And he ended up, the head of, apparently stayed with the intelligence community, ended up heading the Tor project, the Onion Router, Tor. And I guess I need to put a link to that. There was a fellow who did a article called "Are the Holes in Tor Intentional?" That, of course, would be me. And that was done in January 13th of 2015. And I explained some of the things. It's interesting. One of the things I talk about, there's a section there on traffic analysis, and I show how the difference between the size of, you know, of an image there, the size between a tweet, an email, and an MP3 file, you know, an audio file. And how through traffic analysis you can use some of that information to get a guess. Again, an educated guess. What is suckered by encryption? Talk about exactly that 8 years later. I pointed that problem out. And I, of course, asked the question, is the hole in Tor intentional? Tor was funded by, apparently it was done via the U.S. Navy, but basically the intelligence community, and they used the Navy's as a front end for it. To get it developed, get it out there with the stated goal of protecting assets. In other words, they're spies and so forth. So they would be, or they're spies, or, you know, they're contributors, foreign contributors of information. Protect them so that they would not stand out. So their communications, by making Tor public and free, the assets communications would not be distinguished from just Joe Schmo's communications. That was their stated claim. And my claim is there's a blatant hole in Tor. Overt, obvious, in your face. And I've actually heard someone later state that there's a problem here, but, you know, you can't do it. You need a huge infrastructure in order to be able to make use of it. And there's the suckered by encryption. I point to the infrastructure. the person, there's somebody within the U.S. intelligence community that read my article. This gentleman who is the head of Tor. And he wrote a response that I didn't get directly, I got indirectly. And he basically badmouthed me. I don't know what I'm talking about kind of thing. When I found that out, obviously years ago, it was the obvious clue to me, I'm playing with fire. And, you know, because the Rapid OnSite project became viable, that was my focus for, 8 years or so. It isn't anymore. And I am fully committed now to this because I'm at the edge of collapse. I've been kind of at the edge off and on and whatnot. Now I'm pushed over the edge as of today. So this is a big deal. One of the things I'm trying to point out in my email is that it is that idea that compromise in a little means you start to compromise in the million-dollar range, and then you end up with dead bodies in the street. And it's not, oh, that's kind of a quaint idea. It's what I saw and was a part of. It's not a game. It's reality. And when I watch Citizen 4 again, it's a reminder. The difference between Ed Snowden and me. He had the flash because he had the internal documents. But I have the solution. Same problem. The difference is I have the solution. And one of the problems I'm finding. The thing I noticed, what you see in the Citizen 4 video, is when Greenwald shows up in Berlin, I think? I think he uses the term partner, shows up. Not a lady, a man, because Greenwald is a homosexual. And it seems what I'm seeing, because Snowden seems to be not a homosexual because he has his lady friend, his partner, I think he terms it, who you see it in the video. She apparently was a pole dancer in Hawaii and did move with him sometime afterwards to Moscow. And as far as I know, still with him there today. I don't know any, you know, I don't follow him. And you look at Assange, who also does appear in the video because he was part of helping get Snowden and some of his stuff released. I don't think WikiLeaks had quite a strong of a presence in this, but some. But he was in the video. And Assange does have a reputation for casual sexual relationships. These people, the homosexual community, those with the casual sexual relationships, they stick together. The group that seems to be most behind this gentleman, who I definitely support, Daniel Hale, is Code Pink. And they very much support the homosexual community. Those people stand together. As I've heard expressed, the Christian community, they shoot their own. when I talk to people, saying, I'm trying to do this in obedience to Christ, they run scared. If I do get a connection, just say, let's run with this, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. If it's a homosexual-related group, it wouldn't surprise me whatsoever. Because unlike the Christian community, they seem to be committed. Isn't that a horrible thing to say? My guess is going to have another week. This week, for sure. This week should be a solid week, and the background should be like it is today. Perhaps starting next week, it may be the following week. That undisclosed location idea may be exactly where I'm at. If an opportunity comes with somebody whose foundation I disagree with, but say, let's make Shofar Leaks happen, or at least the Shofar Nexus Foundation, let's make it happen for a different purpose. And it will get me the resources to do it. And it may be somewhere else on the planet, and literally anywhere else on the planet. My only grief, because I thought about it today, if I leave Cleveland, Tennessee, what do I leave? Well, you know, Miss Lillian, that's nice, but there's not, it's a joyful bond, but it's not a, It's not enough to keep me here. The only thing that will keep me here is Chris. Chris is my brother. And I'm wondering, take the example, the Snowden example. If the resources came and I showed up in Moscow, would I do it? Yes. With the intent of, I would never return. Would it be somewhere else? I keep mentioning places like Uganda. Would I go to Uganda? Yes. Pick another place? Yes. Could it be Texas? Would it be California? Oh, no, please, no. But anyway. I really wonder if in the not too distant future, and my biggest grief is it may be before December 8th, when I hope to do my millionth jumping jack at the top of Big Frog. I did a hike to Publix today. And I went to the post office, you know, had to get more postcard stamps because I last two I used first class stamps because I ran out. So I just got one sheet because this may be coming to an end too also. But I went, got the sheet, I walked the Greenway, and I noticed I did it at a very good pace. I got to the chin-up bar. And I said, okay, you know, because it's required. Again, 4th John, it's right there. And the last couple times, it was kind of like, you know, often I didn't even make it up. Because I've been trying to emphasize to be a little bit more disciplined in my form on my jumping jacks. which in doing so, feel it in my arms. You know, if I do the kind of the limper stuff, it's not that, but I go higher and I get my arms together, you know, to make, and sometimes try to go high. And it impacts here. I went to the chin-up bar. What I find is I can't do the deadlift. I still can't, never could. But I can do the jump. And what I strive to do is hold myself under, you know, the chin over the bar. Last several times I tried, I couldn't get over the bar. Today, I got over the bar and held it, you know, held the bar was here for over 5 seconds, easily over 5 seconds, because I counted slowly to 10. You know, but I also know slowly when I'm in that position is not really necessarily slow. So I counted to 10. So I'm saying I'm pretty sure it was at least 5 seconds. That was a real big encouragement. And got to Publix, did the walk home at a brisk pace. So, the Lord has kept me healthy for whatever reason. Which, in a way, is a disappointment. But it may give me the stamina, the physical stamina, to have a radical change in environment and still have the physical endurance and the time to deliver Shofar Nexus, Shofar Leaks from an undisclosed location. If I could find support within the Christian community, that would be great. If it comes from somewhere else, I'm going to take it. Because my goal is to strive to love in obedience to Christ. When I look at, you know, again, I have that image. Have that image of a guy who ended up growing an ugly beard, Julian Assange. You know, that has become a rather famous photo, and of course I had it. And by the way, if you look at my is Manny Nixon Corby 5, one of the things I dropped in there was a clip of an interview with a protester. And one of the things he did, he turned he was interviewed by reporters and he turned the tables on them and says, can I ask you a question? What about your field? You're Assange was a journalist. What's happening to your field? And the journalism field, again, he basically said it in the dialogue. The point of arresting Assange and getting him out there is to warn other journalists, don't go here. Do not say things that puts your government in a bad light. Or a foreign government, because Julian Assange is an Australian. He embarrassed a foreign government, the U.S. government. And it's the U.S. government that is imprisoning him, using a foreign government, the U.K., to do so. And as Niles Mesler, the UN rapporteur on torture, stated, this can go on as long as it takes because the whole point is to warn others, don't go here. I would suggest in a different way, even though I'm nowhere near, I'm not high profile, but what I see in the Christian community, don't challenge them. Don't go there. They will abandon you so quickly it's ridiculous. And I am wondering, I've been trying to think this through, because I pondered doing this as little pieces, and I'm now wondering if over the Thanksgiving weekend is to put together my 95 theses. One written document, put it on video, just a script that I would read, as I've done many times, with all the verses to back it up, as I've done before. And working title is The Modern Tithe is Theft. Because the modern tithe is theft. It's my 95 theses. Luther, in the 95 theses, went after indulgences. And I'll go after the tithe, because it's theft. I'm going after the jugular of the institutional church, because that's their cash cow. And if you attack their cash cow, they're not going to respond well. What have I gotten to lose? I need to proclaim the truth, because the tithe is theft, which is consistent with the institutional church as a fraud. Getting ridiculously long. I'm about to collapse. You'll have probably, it appears, a week or two more of these voicemails in this form from this location. Then it appears it's over. Because I'm evicted, by the way. No compassion. I have emailed the owner. I sent him a text. Emails. He's like, thus far ignored. But I sent him a text, which thus far he's ignored. Will you tell me face to face as a Christian brother, I want you to leave. But again, in about 2 weeks, maybe three, depending upon what I can work out, I'm gone. Where? Right now, we'll just simply say an undisclosed location. Because right now, I don't know where. One of the great joys is several weeks ago, many weeks ago now, the why bother problem was very much in front of me. Why bother living another day? I don't care. It's the Philippians, for me to live is Christ, to die is gain. I have no reason to live. I do not have a reason to live. For my own purpose. But, so to die is gain. But the important thing is, for me to live is Christ. It's not my pleasure, it's Christ. And that has sunk in. It's this. Do you want to die today? And what you see is people saying, I'm so depressed, I want to give up. I feel so bad, I want to give up. It is just like, I remember once talking with a man. I purposely would go when I was living at daybreak. I would go most every day just to visit him. And you could see when he's visited, his face would light up. You don't need medication. You don't need a government program. You need love. And that's what I learned. So to that gentleman and several others, to Miss Lillian, to the gentleman down the street that I had lunch with a few weeks ago. To, you know, now that I think about it, oh, gee, I'm long. Now that I think about it, one of the things I wondered about is so many of the people I invested time in, Lynn and Gary, obviously, they're all dead. Mike Day, I haven't found it, I haven't heard, don't have any evidence yet. Supposedly was on his deathbed. And I was thinking for some time, if they're all dying, who's left? I need to find somebody new. Maybe what the Lord is putting together is they're not here in Cleveland. I didn't think of that till now. Maybe. I don't know. For me to live as Christ, to die as gain, I have no desire to protect my life. If the Lord takes me to this day, I am fine. But if the Lord says, look, I've made you ridiculously healthy for a 67-year-old. Do you notice that chin up today? Are you impressed? Do you notice the speed of your walking today? I've kept you healthy because I intend to keep you around because I want to use you to bless others. If that's his purpose, then for me to live is Christ. I don't have. It's been on my mind for many days now. I don't have any hope to ever see my wife and kids again. What I've thought about is the people that I've talked with face to face, saying, help me or help somebody I know. Actually, it's help somebody I know escape from sexual slavery. Or to have a connection to connection to connection of people who are ending up as involuntary organ donors or the adrenochrome thing, which is you get to that and you get to the sensationalism. But the issue is, so many people like, again, the scam of Sound of Freedom. They're going after the people who are supposedly stealing kids and so forth, which again was fraud. But Shofar Leaks goes after the customers. As I point out in the modern day slavery, it's the mechanics to make public the Epstein client list for the next one. Because obviously, there'll be a next one. There's been so many before, there'll be more afterwards. And the objective is not to protect all, but to give a fighting chance for some. You know, again, the modern day slavery video ended, what if that is your daughter? And then later I saw in the ad for Sound of Freedom, that statement, what if that is your daughter? Which really got to me. Because that became public after the modern day slavery video, but the trailer was done years before. So, I mean, the idea is, well, it's actually obvious, so. And then I've talked to a man, it was his daughter. So I should give up, right? Because obviously, no, I can't. I'm sorry, I got long. But, you know, these may be coming to an end. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. But may I recommend? Watch Citizen Four. And without the sensationalism, what you see is me. My lady, my wife. I love you and I want you back.